At the beginning of this week's parsha, we find Abraham in an extremely difficult situation. He has just gone through the enormous stress of binding his son Isaac on the altar, followed by the emotional letdown of God's instruction not to go through with it in the end. To compound his stress, Abraham returns home to find that his beloved wife Sarah has passed away. And on top of it all, he now has to buy a gravesite from a man named Ephron, who takes advantage of Abraham and charges an exorbitant price. This is the epitome of a bad day. And Abraham has every excuse in the world to be aggravated, to lose his patience, and to lash out at Ephron. But Abraham, the expert in kindness, treats Ephron with all the honor and dignity. Abraham understood that just because you're in pain, it doesn't give you the right to make the other person suffer. The Talmud says that God gave Abraham 10 tests of character. It's generally understood that these tests were all designed to go against Abraham's natural inclination toward kindness, in order to strengthen his weaker side of strictness. And the ultimate test was the antithesis of kindness, the binding of Isaac. But one commentator, Rabbeinu Yonah, says that buying the gravesite from Ephron, where Abraham reached superhuman heights of patience and kindness, was actually Abraham's greatest test of all. The idea is that to become a truly great person, besides working on our weak areas, we mustn't forget to build our strengths too.